The New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers play for the NFL Championship this Sunday. The game is in Houston, but millions more will be watching on television. About 88 million watched last year. Commentator Frank DeFord says the Super Bowl is one of the few truly national events.
Is the Super Bowl important? I don't mean to the NFL or the Panthers or Patriots or to the people who hold big bets. I mean, has it become an important slice of America? It is, after all, just so big. We have, for example, reports of water pressure being threatened here and there because most everybody in the United States suddenly flushes at the same time during timeouts. Almost as many Americans watch the Super Bowl as bother to vote for president. As a matter of fact, not once in the last decade have Americans watched any show in greater numbers than a Super Bowl. In that sense, the Super Bowl is really retro. It takes us back to another era when Americans had few choices on television or radio before that, when so many of us all made sure to gather around with each other to hear Amos and Andy or watch I Love Lucy or Laugh In of the Ed Sullivan Show or the Miss America pageant. Yet unlike all those shows with mass popular appeal, the Super Bowl offers little emotional contact for most of its viewers, and it absolutely flies in the face of our celebrity worship. Whereas baseball, basketball, and hockey can only count on larger audiences for their championships if the most popular teams or the biggest stars are on display, none of that matters for the Super Bowl. Really, how many millions of people who will camp before the TV this Sunday could name a single Carolina Panther? I think one of the reasons that the commercials for the Super Bowl attract so much attention is that invariably we are much more familiar with the products than the teams, which incidentally play the game. Pepsi and Budweiser are in our consciousness far more than the Pats and the Cats. Yes, it's nice if it's a good close game, but really that's incidental. To use a word that's gone out of vogue, the Super Bowl succeeds because it's a happening rather than a competition. When the World Series ruled in the first half of the 20th century, it was an altogether different attraction. Very few Americans had ever seen a big league game, but there were only a few teams, and fans were familiar with their rosters. World Series games were inconveniently scheduled in the daytime, and most of them on work days. Didn't come easy. You had to work to catch the series. Really, it was perverse. Americans knew the baseball players better, even if they had to imagine them. The World Series was mythic, whereas the Super Bowl is spectacle. But then that squares with the way the world has changed. We've grown more tangible and more literal. We're convinced the colors are more vivid on the screen than in our own lives. But however glitzy and surface an attraction, the Super Bowl squeezes us out of our niches and brings us together. It nurtures fellowship and instills a oneness in a people that are otherwise flying off into so many different directions. In that sense, Super Bowl Sunday is more genuinely a national holiday than some of those which are listed officially in the almanac. For all the vulgarity and commercialism that goes with the Super Bowl, there is that coming together, which is rare and sweet.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.